This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the United Nations World Food Program is warning that without billions of dollars more to feed millions of hungry people, the world will see mass migration, destabilized countries, and starving children and adults in the next 12 to 18 months. In an interview with AP before stepping down from his post next week, David Beasley praised increased funding from the United States and Germany last year and urged China, Gulf nations, billionaires, and other countries to, quote, step up big time. Beasley said he's extremely worried the world's largest humanitarian organization won't be able to raise the $23 billion it needs this year to help an estimated 350 million people who need food. U.S. Ambassador Cindy McCain takes over leadership of the World Food Program next week. More information is emerging about the indictment faced by former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
Two people familiar with the indictment handed down against the former president by New York grand jury told the Associated Press that Donald Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. The indictment against him remains sealed, but details were confirmed by people who requested anonymity. Meanwhile, a letter from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to three Republican House committee chairs urges them to refrain from inflammatory accusations, withdraw demands for information, and let the process proceed without unlawful political interference. I'm Norman Hall.
Israeli police say a man detained near the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem on Saturday grabbed an officer's gun and fired it, prompting the unit to shoot him to death. A police statement called the incident a terrorist attack. It came at a high point of Muslim attendance.